Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Andy Villamarzo does an awesome job year-round, no matter what sport it is, for Sports Illustrated Florida, whether it be football, flag football, basketball, baseball. But right now he's kind of burning the candle at every end because he's got softball going on. He's got the playoffs going on in baseball and softball and also spring. And he's kind enough to join us this evening. Andy, thanks so much for taking the time. And I know you're very busy. I've been following you. You're getting out to some early spring football camps. How are things going as far as, the spring? Because this time of year, you have a lot of guys running track. You still have kids playing baseball. You have kids playing volleyball. How do they balance it? A lot of schools still missing a lot of kids?
First and foremost, thank you again for having me, Larry, on the show. And, based on the practices I've been going to, it seems like kids are filtering back in. They're not missing too many. I know, stopping by Tampa Jesuit yesterday, they had a couple guys that were still running track, but, good numbers. I think they, based on what I was looking at, eyeballing it, it looked like around 65, 70 kids probably out there. So really good numbers. Then hearing about some of these record numbers, over in Central Florida, one of our writers, Jeff Garnow, wrote a story on Lake Mary having 205. I said, wow, 205 kids, Larry, my goodness.
Yeah. And you know what? The great thing about football, too, is if you're going to be a football player only, there's a lot of good things for you. You had an opportunity to cover a lot of 7-on-7s with a lot of teams from the West Coast and Central Florida area. And I know down here last weekend in the South Florida area, we had a 36-team event, at three locations. And, certainly kept the kids who were in football. So many things happening now because as well as I do, Florida more so than any, so many transfers. And you get a lot of kids who, who will be with new teams when things open in August. Have you found that there are more transfers this cycle than there have been in a long time?
I feel like there has been. It's just maybe not as many of the kind of the announcements. I think a lot of it's kind of more – and I know down in South Florida it's so much of a different animal. There's, the kids are announcing it. But I would say, around the state, over in the Tampa Bay area, Central Florida area, South Suncoast, I feel like I haven't seen as many announcements, but when you take a look at, going into these practices and you're talking to people, there is a ton of transfers still. I was at Tampa Jefferson and, Memphis Garcia, he's the son of former South Carolina quarterback Stephen Garcia. He came over from Steinbrenner, and then he mentioned openly, that the team had a lot of new players that had come and transferred in. But unbeknownst to me, because usually you see these graphics that they're getting now, the edits, and they're making these announcements like they're committing to a college and they're going, they're just transferring to another high school. So I feel like it's being done more unannounced nowadays. It's not so much, not to say there isn't a bunch of kids that aren't going out and getting the edits done, but I think it's just not as celebrated this cycle around compared to recent years, you know, previous years.
Right. Yeah. So I guess South Florida is a little different. They're anxious to get their 15 minutes of fame pretty quick. Also, you got a great listing of all the spring games coming up, you know, throughout the state, which is pretty neat as well. And certainly getting ready for a season where we have another Broward showcase that's going to be really, really good. Plus, you have programs like Lakeland, who's going to be playing a great schedule this year. We know Venice always plays a challenging schedule. Manatee will be playing a tough schedule. You look at some of the teams like Chaminade, you look at Cocoa, you look at Orlando Jones, and you look at Northwestern, and you look at American Heritage, you know, St. Thomas Aquinas, you look at West Boca, and you look at Venice. Those teams were all in the mix and won state titles. Are we going to expect them all to be right back there again?
I mean, I would say so, just based on what, you know, all of us know, like, when it comes to the transfers, these teams, they've stocked up again, and the teams that were pretty good last year that made it, I mean, they're bringing back a lot of guys like Orlando Jones. I mean, you got to feel really good about them getting back in 4A, just because you got Deering Coleman coming back, you got Larry Miles, you know, even though Vernell's gone, I mean, they still got a very talented offense, and they're going to challenge themselves during the regular season. And in the spring, they ended out with the Popcos, you know, always, you know, talented. So to get a good preview of them there. Venice, I mean, you know, they always get a bevy of transfers. You always feel like they're going to have some names come in that, you know, kind of bolster their roster heading into the season. Coco, you know, just seeing some of the stuff come out of their camp. I mean, looks like they got strong numbers, got another, you know, good, able quarterback there under Coach Franco, the offensive coordinator. Chaminade, to me, heads into the, you know, the 2025 season as the number one team in Florida.
Yeah,
I think
they're
super talented. You know, Derek Cooper, obviously, just one of the best all-around athletes, no matter what side of the ball. And then you have you know, the offense is going to have a, you know, couple quarterbacks. I really like Tyler from last year, really stepping up. So I just think that the teams that were, you know, that stood out last year, St. Thomas Aquinas, I mean,
always
bring back. these teams, they're going to be in the mix. Miami Central under new head coach Derek Gibson, I think they're going to be right there once again, and can't forget
they'll be young. They'll be young, but they're going to be good as well. Andy, let everybody know how they can follow you, because you got great reads. You have a lot of information. Let everybody know how they can follow you on your website and also social media.
Check out our content at si.com/high-school. And then on Twitter, follow us at High School on SI. And then my own handle is at Andy_Villamarzo. You know, tweeting every day, trying to get out some more practices tomorrow. I'm hoping to catch Leonard, Manatee, Parrish Community, and you know, maybe I'll be able to go down and see Venice. They start a little earlier than everybody else, but you know, hopefully I can get down to the South Suncoast and check out a few schools.
Good stuff. We'll talk. I appreciate you, man. We'll see. We'll talk with you in a couple weeks.
All right. Thank you, Larry. Thank you for having me.
Good stuff. Andy Villamarzo does a great job. Wraps up hour number one. Don't go away. Mario Cristobal is on the other side.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.